This is 91.7 KALW San Francisco, KALW.org, your local public radio, and the listener-supported broadcast service of the San Francisco Unified School District. If you have children who attend public school here in the city and county of San Francisco, you may be interested to know what will be served for lunch today in the cafeterias. The all-beef hot dog, the cheese ravioli, the turkey cheese deli combo sandwich, and don't forget the baby carrots. That's what's for lunch today in San Francisco schools. We thought you'd like to know. An hour of news from the BBC World Service coming up at 2 o'clock. More BBC news later this hour with Top Line at 8:42. Hi, everyone. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of local news stories. Would you believe that a tornado touched down in Davis this weekend? Yeah, we had a little rain this last couple of days here in the Bay Area. But north and east of here, we've been having a little bit more freakier weather than usual. Fortunately, that twister that came down, it came down only in a field and there was no reported damage. Dime-sized hail fell afterwards. Tornadoes once in a while strike the Central Valley, but they're so far not as strong as they are in the Midwest. Then a few inches of snow fell in the Sierras, no big deal, but up to 2 feet of snow fell yesterday in Montana, way earlier than usual, prompting their governor to declare an emergency. Speaking of emergencies, that power outage the other day in Berkeley was the result of an equipment failure at PG&E's El Cerrito substation. Up to 33,000 customers lost electricity starting at about 7:35 yesterday morning. Power was restored by 11 o'clock. California will now let college athletes hire agents and make money from endorsements. Governor Gavin Newsom just signed this new law this morning. It takes effect in 2023. It does exempt community colleges. The NCAA isn't happy with this new law, and they're expected to challenge it in court. News curated this morning from the AP Newswire, SF Gate, and Berkeley Side this morning. The Cross Currents Morning Report comes your way later this hour. During Morning Edition, we'll have more local news at 4:04 and a full half hour of Cross Currents this afternoon at 5. For KALW News, I'm Kevin Vance. Today is Monday, the 30th of September, 2019. It is the 273rd day of the year, 92 days remaining till the end of the year, 83 days until winter begins, 155 days until primaries, and a nice round number, 400 days until presidential elections. Sun rose this morning at 7:05, sunset at 6:53 tonight, 11 hours and 48 minutes of daylight to play in, solar noon at 12:59 this afternoon. We have a high tide at 1:21 this afternoon. We have the final low tide at the Golden Gate at 7:26 tonight. The moon is currently 5.5% visible, now a waxing crescent moon. We'll have a full moon on Sunday, the 13th of October. Today is Ask a Stupid Question Day, Chewing Gum Day, Extra Virgin Oil Day, International Blasphemy Rights Day, Podcast Day, Translation Day, Hot Malt Cider Day, Love People Day, Mud Pack Day, Preparathon Day. It's the start of Rosh Hashanah, it's time for yoga, and it's Thunderbirds Day. If today is your birthday, happy birthday to you. You get to share birthday cake with Rumi, Ann Jarvis, American activist who co-founded Mother's Day, Truman Capote, W.S. Merwin, Elie Wiesel, Angie Dickinson, Johnny Mathis, Frankie Lyman, Hector Lavoe, Mark Bolan, Laura Esquivel, Patrice Rushen, and one of my favorite Irish flute players, the late Frankie Kennedy. On this day in history, September 30th, 1777, the Continental Congress, forced to flee in the face of advancing British forces, moves to York, Pennsylvania. And in 1791, the first performance of Mozart's opera, The Magic Flute, takes place 2 months before his death. Much more up on KLW.org. It's the KLW Almanac. I'm Kevin Vance. You're always welcome to drop me an email to kevin@klw.org.